It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today I'm going to give you a different slant on what changes I would make if I were somehow designated the Tyrant of Marin. You might find it shocking, but there are a lot of things that need to be changed in our fair county. I'm going to touch on a few of the big ones, and at the end of the show, I'm going to suggest steps you can take to start to correct some of the shortcomings of our county. The first change I would make is that no elected official, including a tyrant, could serve more than two terms in office. Power corrupts and distorts. And long terms of service mean elected officials lose contact with their constituency. Sure, there are exceptions, but not many. The seats on boards and councils are staggered, so there would never be a complete turnover of any authority. I am sure many elected officials would argue that their work after two terms is not done. But they are so wrong. After two terms, they become an empty suit with respect to their constituents. The second thing I would do is give every law enforcement official in the county my direct telephone line. If they observe abuses of power by elected officials or city staff, they would be able to report it to me anonymously. The Marin law enforcement community is composed of professional and ethical men and women. They want to enforce the law, not play politics. I would give them that chance. The third thing I would do is eliminate every county and local ordinance that even comes close to restricting a resident's freedom of speech. For example, Sausalito has an ordinance requiring anyone or any group that spends more than $1,000 on a political campaign to report and identify the donors. On its face, this law appears inherently reasonable. But given the circumstances of this particular community, this ordinance could easily be called the Retribution Law. If you think that people in Sausalito do not fear reprisals from City Hall, you're out of touch. The fourth thing I would do is require every jurisdiction in Marin to put the fair treatment of government employees on the top of the priority list. Many of us have concerns about the increasing burden of current levels of pensions and retiree benefits. But this is not the fault of the current government employees. To simply ignore the situation and push it down the road jeopardizes pensions and benefits for current civil servants. And that's not fair. We shouldn't resort to a judge to tell us how to address our civil servants. As the tyrant, I would address this issue head on and, with the help of many, arrive a solution. Finally, I would require absolute transparency at every level of government regarding financial accounting. If you as a resident are curious how much the government spent on any given project or agenda, you would be able to find it reported clearly and in totality on that agency's public website. No more guessing as to how much the government at any level was spending on consultants or other contractors. You might be surprised how governments begin to quickly tighten their belts when they are subject to full transparency. You may be beginning to realize that my tyrannical changes are well within the reach of existing government. None of these steps, not term limits, not a law enforcement hotline, not elimination of free speech intimidation, not fair treatment of government employees, nor more transparent accounting, are actually that radical. They are all steps that could be taken today. So what can you do? Don't try to address all five of my points at the same time. Pick one that rings true to you, and become an advocate for it to be enacted. Major changes are often the result of the efforts of one person. We have so many ways to get information out to people. Use them. Go for it. Be a tyrant. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.